We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hello. And welcome to the season finale of Survivor.
Oh, I thought you were going to say our season finale.
Oh, no, that's Friday.
Well, I mean, but we're...
Friday's our season
finale. It's winding down.
It is. Hi. Survivor tonight. 3 hours worth of it.
I'm not even there. I won't even get to watch it. I'll look it up.
I know.
And see who won and then go to bed. But I'm curious. Have you been going shopping? Are you done? Are you ready?
I just finished my shopping. And
you finished?
Yes, and I got something for, you know, our Secret Santa thing is tomorrow.
Right.
And I've been waiting for this thing to come. I ordered something. And it was supposed to be here, you know, I went through Amazon, but they said, you know, it looks like it'll be there Monday. Mm. And it won't. But it came yesterday.
Oh, it did come?
It came yesterday. But I was kind of freaking out, like, oh, God, what if it doesn't show up? So I actually, and so yesterday I started the tedious wrapping tasks.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm done.
I've been going after work yesterday and the day before, once in the city here and then once around on the way home, but it's I think I'm almost done.
Oh.
I think I'm done.
Is it mostly your daughter? You said you got something for your...
The missus has handled a ton of that stuff through the mail. Like, we have family and her family and my family. She's been on that. So I had to take care of the missus and the kid. I'm going to get... I still have one more stop to make. The guys at Deluxe are going to help me set up a skateboard for her.
Aww.
So I have a skate... This is so funny. I had a skateboard that I bought for myself. And the graphic is a person being put into a wood chipper.
Oh, well, that's not really for a little girl.
No, and it's, and so the wood chipper, it's a cartoon,
sure,
but it's
still,
it's a person being put in a wood chipper, and then the wood chipper is spitting out blood, and it says in the snow what it is, like, this is the skateboard. And so I had this, and I didn't think anything of it, and then I've got a picture of my kid. I take a picture of my kid riding this thing, and it occurs to me, oh, that's bad parenting. Like, I can't let her ride that thing. That graphic is disgusting. She never looked at it or noticed it.
Right.
But I took a picture and went, well, she might.
Yeah, she just doesn't know what it is, maybe, because kids, you know.
I don't even think she's turned it over to look at it.
Oh, it's on the bottom.
That's what I was thinking. It's on the underbelly part. You can always put some rainbow stickers
on
there.
Just put some stickers on there.
Well, no, like I said, so I took a picture of her with the board and then went, okay, I can't have her walking around with this board. So I'm going to get her a new board. In fact, I sent it to my friend Jim and was like, I think this is bad parenting. And then he goes, come by and we'll get you.
We'll get you a little unicorn board.
Let's get you a pink board or something that's going to be okay for her to walk around with. So that's the last of the stuff, though, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
My rub is always that my younger son's birthday is 2 weeks after.
Oh.
So...
Really?
Yeah.
Like January 15th?
14th.
14th.
So there's always the hold, you know, I got to hold something back, you know, and last year was his sweet 16. And I think, and actually, oh my God, actually last year was kind of a disaster because there's this computer that he wanted and
boys have sweet 16?
No. I was just thinking the same thing.
No, but it was his sweet 16. Like in my head, he's my little sweet 16. And so he wanted this computer, and then they didn't have it, or they didn't have some piece that was necessary or whatever. So he was promised that. I even printed him out a little thing like, I'm sorry, we don't have this thing for you for your birthday, but it's coming, and we're waiting. And then the company, like, I think they either went out of business or something happened. Anyway, the computer never happened. So, oh God, don't tell him anybody. His big present for Christmas is this computer.
Oh, good.
So now I'm like, oh, what am I going to do for his birthday? Like, when you spend that kind of money on your kid's Christmas present, like,
yeah,
you know, he gets dinner out, I guess. Mm-hmm. We'll go for a nice birthday dinner. It's a bummer when your birthday's that close to Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I've had one of those Christmases go by where I guess I didn't realize I was supposed to get some stocking stuff for Mom.
Oh.
Like, I just didn't.
You didn't do a stocking for her?
Well, I didn't think about it. I didn't. No one said, we have stockings to fill, and you need to get mine.
I just fill my own stocking.
Well, that's.
I wrapped my crap yesterday, and I stuck it in a stocking.
It never had occurred
to
me.
Because otherwise, I'm not getting a stocking.
Right.
You know? Everyone else will have a stocking except me. Yeah.
And there I was Christmas morning going, oh, Dad's a loser.
Oh, so you had a nice stocking, and Isla had a nice stocking.
And Mom did.
And you're like, here's a sock.
With his in it.
Yeah. Here you go, honey. I stuffed it. Oh, that must have been a total bummer.
So, anyway.
As you head out to the Walgreens or 7-Eleven.
Well, that's right. So
here's some deodorant and a bottle of aspirin.
Right. But it was too late. There was no.
Did you do anything for your mom or your brothers or nieces? Or?
She sent them stuff.
Oh,
they're
she
not,
did?
Yeah, she's sent them all stuff. And it's just. They're not coming. We're not going to see them. So that's that.
You're not seeing your mom over Christmas?
No.
Oh, that's surprising.
Mm-hmm. Well, you just saw her.
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw her for Thanksgiving, and she's, you know.
Are you staycationing too? I'm totally staycationing.
Yeah, I'm home.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go up to the North Bay and maybe spend a night, spend some money over Sonoma or. I was just looking at, there's so many places I don't know that I haven't been to in that area. So I was thinking maybe I should try something I haven't been to.
Right.
Some of the businesses that are smaller that could use a little bit of money.
Right.
Not like I have a lot, but, you know.
So they're saying, you know, take your Christmas money and go spend it up north. That's one of the best ways to help everybody recover.
Mm-hmm. But other than that, I just want to go through the closet and the drawers to get rid of some clothing that I don't use.
Oh, you're going to clean out your clothing.
Yeah, it's that time of the year. It allows me to spend money on new stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
I do.
Well, you got to turn stuff over.
Exactly.
That's actually real life. I'm
way overdue for that.
Uh-huh.
I overwash I get these regular just khaki pants to wear in here just because.
Yeah, they're comfortable. They're
easy,
whatever.
Yeah,
they're easy and they're just, and they're respectable, whatever.
Sure.
But I overwash them and overdry them, and they actually shrink up lengthwise. And I can only keep pushing them down
around with floods
for so long before I finally go, okay, these things are done. Yeah. I need to go to some kid.
Right. As nice as they are.
And I'll go get some new, you know,
a
couple new work pants.
Yeah.
Whatevs.
But I haven't bought one single present other than what I got for my Secret Santa. I haven't bought any Christmas presents.
Are you planning to?
Nah.
Yeah. You and John just truly don't do it.
No. Nope. Wow.
But you are going to get couches.
We're still looking. You know, John, it takes a long time for him to come to
a decision
when it costs that kind of money.
Yeah.
Which is fine, because every time I go, I'm just like, okay, that's fine.
I have very specific needs with a couch.
You know, we just want dark brown leather.
Oh.
But it has to be very cushiony, you know, comfortable, not stiff.
Right.
And then he wants a chair that goes with it and an ottoman. So
I would tell you Resto Hardware, but you would spend
$10,000. You know what? I'm not trying to spend that kind of money.
Right.
A couple grand at the most.
Pottery Barn has for about.
I've been looking online.
Yeah, they have one that I've been eyeballing.
Oh,
It's like, it's a leather one. It's about $3,000, but it's huge. And it's, I sat on it in the store and was like, oh, this is doable. This is nice. It's really, it's like a, I don't know, you almost can like lay down on it straight. It's, you know, put your legs up the front.
Yeah.
No, nothing kicks up.
Okay.
But it's just, you know, it's really, it's just oversized. Mm-hmm. Like you can curl up on it.
Right.
Been kind of eyeballing that one.
So you're going to do it.
I don't know.
You like the ones that are longer than your leg?
I do, because I like to have a soft ottoman out front and put my legs out on it so you can just kind of like fall asleep and put your head back and pass out.
Huh.
I like to fall asleep on the couch.
Do you?
Well, yes, I do. I don't like being woken up and, you got to go to bed. Come on, Sarah. 7:30. You better go to bed now.
7:30. Go to bed so I can take the couch.
But I do like to,
so
you know.
So the party can start.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Beat it.
Right. Get out of here. I gotta save the world on video game. Come on, man. Or some football game or something.
Yesterday I took a nap. John was home.
And oh,
I
did
took
you?
A nap on the, we did go get something to eat. And then we did a couple errands. And then I fell asleep on the couch. He went upstairs.
Is yesterday his day off?
Mm-hmm. And he actually took it off.
He didn't go in, huh?
No, he didn't go
in. Good for you.
And so then, like, I woke up. I'm like, let me put my pajamas on. So I go upstairs, and I get in the bed, and he goes downstairs. So, like, we switch spots. Because he wants to watch what he wants to watch, which is Fox News.
He does?
Oh, my God. I get in the I have to turn it off. Because I get in a bad mood. And I started noticing that about myself. Because everyone's yelling at each other. And watch whatever you want. But I don't want... You know, other than those stupid housewives I watch, I really don't want to hear anyone yelling.
Right. It's funny when it's ladies throwing glasses of wine at each other.
Yeah.
It's less funny when it's about
that
the future of America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like to fall asleep on the couch sometimes, too.
Yeah, it's nice.
Not overnight.
No.
A little nappy.
No, right. Yeah. Just like it's comfortable enough that you would actually fall asleep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you need a nice... And it's, you know, you're not wrong, Vinny. If she went to Restoration Hardware for the...
Oh, God, no.
You know.
I can't spend that kind of money.
I know.
I can never,
stuff
I mean...
is so beautiful. Like,
it really
I'm like, God,
is.
Could you justify that? And,
well,
you know, clearly some people can.
I know there are people who would argue
the long-term quality.
The morality or whatever of getting leather or whatever. But that leather... A leather couch will outlast you. Like, you'll end up being so sick of looking at it, you'll get rid of it before its time is up.
Right.
They really do last.
They do.
And they just get better and better.
They do. I agree with that. They look so much nicer, and they get all broken in. And,
mm-hmm. and you know, with the dog, she sheds a couple months a year.
Yeah, you vacuum it, and
it's all
comes
good.
Right up. Well, it sounds like we're all well on our way to being done. How about you, Hooman? Did you get your? I was with you when you got your Secret Santa thing.
I did. Yeah.
What do you got?
Well, I don't want to say.
Yeah,
why not?
I don't want to say.
Because I'm pretty sure I know who he has based on where he went.
Hey, everyone! If you go to the Alice973 Instagram, a program came out which allows you to, you know, aggregate your top 9 most liked pictures of the year. I went ahead and did that for the Alice973. So go ahead and take a look, and you will
see.
You're
saying it put them all together, so it's like one of those slideshows?
No,
that you flip through?
It's just one big picture with broken up into 9 blocks. So you'll see our
is
top.
Is it all pictures of Isla?
Yes.
It's basically, there's a lot of pictures.
Isla's not even on the show.
A lot of Isla, a lot of Bryn. Some Cameron.
You really needed to put an old picture. I think that's my high school graduation
Yeah, that
photo.
Was one of our top 9.
I don't think
of
it is,
2017.
Though.
It is, yeah.
God, I'm not in one single picture. Thanks, Suman.
No, it's not. I don't choose which ones get the most likes, unfortunately. The listeners do.
Oh, you didn't choose.
No,
you mean these are the most
the actual
liked
pictures
of
2017.
These got the most likes.
I know you guys want to always hate on me, but I just go ahead and aggregate. That's
awful
posted.
Cute.
So those are the ones that the listeners
baby
like the
diamond.
Most.
That's Baby Diamond, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Yuzi's not in any of these. That's a piss. Oh, I hate that one.
Why? Which one do you hate?
The one at the top, the 20 years, where I just look like a Muppet or something. That's an old. That's a wicked old picture. That's a throwback one, too, because my hair's long.
But that I always love that one from Sonoma, you two guys. In the,
I know I
like a doorway.
I liked those all the shots in that photo session were really good.
What is on my head in that one on the bottom?
Like Spider-Man?
Oh, it's a mask, right?
Yeah, you're a,
that's
you
a Disneyland.
Disney yeah. That's cute.
All right, well, check that out then, everybody.
That's really
You got to
cute.
Love Instagram.
You do, don't you?
Woo.
Yeah, we posted 348 posts this year, and we had 301,000 likes.
Let's cut that in half next year. What do you say, everyone? 2018, half the posts.
I say one every day.
Oh, you.
What? I think job well done.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks
Appreciate
to our
that.
Digital social media director of...
Communication.
Right. Whatever your title is. You can't really call him in a phone screener anymore. We don't get any phone calls.
I'm a phone screener.
Are you? Phone screener slash movie reviewer.
He more like hangs up on people.
Don't promote
me. Don't promote me.
Bryn, you all done with your Christmas shopping too? We were just discussing the state of finishedness that we are for Christmas.
Yes. Oh, for the most part, yeah. Well, for my family, I just got stuff for the kids. Like all my nieces.
You don't buy for sisters or your
mom? Yeah, it's too
much.
You
get anything for your mom and dad?
No, I don't. I don't. They don't get anything from me either.
Well, you should fill up their gas tank.
Just how we roll.
Oh, wait.
He gave them a grandchild. What are you talking about?
That's true. You did give them the other. Put a red and green ribbon on her head and be like, here you go.
He hasn't slept for 2 months. Is she 2 months old yet?
No. She's
almost.
Yeah, about 7 weeks.
7 weeks. He hasn't slept for 7 weeks. That's the present.
Yeah. It's the best.
That is a pretty good present.
Wait till she starts bringing colds home. You're going to love it.
Oh, it happened, remember? The very first she week, already... she was like snotting it up.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And that suction bulb.
Well, that, and there's a new one where you actually have like a tube and there's a sponge-like filter in there. You're supposed to go...
You put one in your mouth and you suck the mucus out.
And it's supposed to filter it out, but I didn't feel like it did a very good job because I felt like I tasted snot.
Oh.
Which is fine because it's my baby snot, but still. Yeah. I don't know.
Welcome to her cold.
Oh, God. Yeah, no
doubt. But you
know
what, though? It works.
When I suck these germs directly into my mouth, this is working great. Yeah, well, you said it did work, right? Like, you were able to really
clear
her. It's
a lot easier to get it that way. It's almost just like a vacuum clearing. I get lightheaded because I'm, like, sucking so hard. Sure. But, you know, rather than the bulb where, like, all you get is one, and then you got to do it again. Right? You know what I mean?
And then the bulb has, like, how do you clean that bulb? I guess you squirt it out.
You squirt it out. So you go. You know what I'm talking about? Into a napkin. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got it down.
Okay,
man.
Great. So,
good morning.
Hey, everybody. It's hump day. And for those of you who care, Survivor finale is on tonight. I can't wait. 3 whole hours. I know. I'm going to stay up late. Woohoo. All right. Let's do this. KLSE, KLSE, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.